On the wonderful festival of Gopastami, we remember how Krishna and the cowherd boys were given the great privilege to take out all the cows and calves for grazing. Yes, today we have come to Nandagram, the place of Nanda Maharaj. It is said that Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, had 900,000 cows. What's more amazing is that Krishna knew the name of every single one of them. In Nanda Maharaj's cows, they were of different colors. Some were black, some were white, some were yellow, some were red. And it's said that amongst these four colors, there were 25 further divisions. And therefore, there were 100 herds of cows. But then it's mentioned by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that there were 8 further herds of cows. Cows that had spots, cows that had specks, cows that had heads shaped like mridangas, and cows that had natural tilak markings on their forehead. Like this, another 8 special groups. And thus Nanda Maharaj had 108 herds of cows. Yes, the cows are so important to us because the cows are so important to Krishna. Krishna is known as Govinda, one who gives bliss to the cows. Krishna is known as Gopal, one who protects the cows. Krishna lives in Gokul, the home of the cows. And Krishna's favorite setting is Govardhan, the hill, the mountain which nourishes the cows. On this auspicious day of Govardhan Puja, we're remembering how much the cows are a part of Krishna's life, how much the cows are a part of Vrindavan life. Krishna teaches us to embrace a mood of harmony with the creatures, harmony with the cows, harmony with the land, harmony with the entirety of nature. And by living peacefully, by living free of a spirit of violence, animosity, aggression, exploitation, then we can truly experience simple living, high thinking.